Now, the Department of Finance have asked AIB and the Money Advice Budgeting Service, in conjunction with Kerry ETB, Adult Literacy for Life and Garda Síochána, to hold events on financial literacy right across the country. And with me, I have a plethora of people who are going to talk to me about this. We have Stephen Stack, who's branch manager with AIB in Tralee. We have Mary Sweeney, who is Adult Literacy Organiser with Kerry ETB. Sergeant Mike Quirk, who is a Kerry Fraud Prevention Officer with Garda Síochána. And Eamon Foley, who is the Area Manager of the South Munster Money Advice and Budgeting Service. Mabs, good morning to all of you, and thanks very much for coming in to talk to me about this. Stephen, I'll go to you first. Can you just explain, I suppose, the purpose behind these events and this event and how it's going to work for people?
Thanks very much, Gerry, and thanks very much for the opportunity for having us on this morning. As you said, look, the Department of Finance contacted ourselves and MABS at a central level a number of months ago, and there's a number of these have taken place around the country. The most recent ones were in Ennis and Mallow, and Tralee was chosen, which is great. But I suppose two things in answer to your question, Gerry. What is financial literacy? For anybody might wonder, actually, what is it about? Well, look, it's specifically about really understanding how to manage your money, I suppose, confidently and responsibly, but it's also about, I suppose, your everyday skills around budgeting, maybe saving, borrowing wisely, planning for the future. And it's about giving people, I suppose, the knowledge and the confidence to make kind of right financial decisions for themselves. And I suppose the main reason why it's important, what we're trying to get across as a group the next day, is, you know, I think we'd accept, Gerry, that we live in a kind of a more complex financial world where you've a lot of rising costs, you've digital banking, you've an increase in scams and in fraud. So financial literacy, I suppose, helps people, I suppose, to manage their money day to day. Maybe also about avoid falling into any financial difficulty, and if you do, what supports are there and what are available, and also, I suppose, planning ahead with a bit of confidence. But it's crucial as well in helping people to protect themselves from fraud and financial abuse. And ultimately, look, it's about financial well-being and having the peace of mind and having the confidence to know that that there's help there to support people, no matter what their circumstances are for. And I suppose one thing we would point out is that it's, you know, Friday's event isn't just for people that might be in difficulty, it's for everybody. So anybody that wants to kind of try to manage their money responsibly and wondering what supports between all of us are available. And look, the event has been very strongly endorsed by all the other financial institutions in town. Bank of Ireland, Carra Credit Union, PTSB and Unpost, and indeed Tralee Chamber have very strongly endorsed it. And to be fair to yourselves, Gerry, in the media, you've been fantastic in terms of helping us to promote the event as well. So look, there will be something hopefully in this for everybody.
There is that key reason behind it that everyone could do with brushing up on this, depending on your level of expertise with regards to it, and spending time thinking about it. Eamon Foley, you're obviously fully behind this as well, because that's one of the key things for ye in the people that ye meet, isn't it? That too often people just, they don't bother learning about it. They're afraid of it, maybe. They push it to the background, and that's when people can get in trouble.
Yes, Gerry, 100%. And again, just to reiterate what Stephen said, thanks for having us on. Yeah, look, this is a very important event for us. We've been involved in this from the very, very start, and it was brilliant to be asked to be involved. Look, I've been on a number of times with yourself, and you've heard me wax lyrical about, you know, financial literacy and people actually knowing what to do and how to deal with circumstances and the teaching of it. Quite often, you know, all our clients that come to us are in some form of difficulty. They wouldn't be coming to us if they weren't. But it's recognising those difficulties, and the earlier that they come to us, the easier it is to help them. It's never too late. I keep saying that to you. It is never too late. But if people can recognise the difficulties that they're having and get to a step bit earlier, it's just always easier to maybe come up with a solution for them. And obviously then, you know, there's a lot of budgeting principles that we and get across to people, and simple tips and tricks. And I think this event, in fairness, is going to be an awful lot of that. It's a really good event with a really wide and varied input. You know, it's not often you'll see MABS on a stage with the banks talking to the same group of people. And it's just fantastic to see, really, because we all want the same thing here. We all want to get the same message across. We all want to help people. It's a completely free event. It's very well supported. There's going to be, I think in the region of 15-16 stands there, all the different financial institutions, agencies such as Employability, St. Vincent de Paul, Literacy for Life, all wonderful organisations, and there'll be a great opportunity for people to come in, see what it's about, have a wander around, and just see what supports are available to them if they do have some difficulties.
Okay, I want you to stay with me. We're going to talk a bit more about this in the event and who it's targeted at as well. We'll get to that and more after we take these. Yeah, we're talking with Eamon Foley of MABS with Stephen Stack, Branch Manager AIB Tralee, Mary Swain, who is literacy organiser with the ETB, and Sergeant Mike Quirk, Kerry Fraud Prevention Officer, with us on the line talking about the literacy event which takes place on Friday. This is financial literacy we're on about in the Ash Hotel in Tralee. And Mike Quirk, if I come to you next, fraud prevention is a growing area in law enforcement. I mean, the size, the nature of fraud, it's gone out of all proportion now, and you really need to know what you're dealing with to try and defend yourself from all of that, I'd imagine.
Yes, Gerry, yeah. And look, unfortunately, fraud is increasing year on year and it will continue to do so. So, like I said, just this weekend gone past, when the headlines in Kerry Radio again was in relation to a fraud and a male arrested in Kerry in relation to frauds. But I suppose these events are great for us because it's an opportunity to us to, I suppose, get information out there to members of the public, tips on how to prevent fraud, keep themselves safe from becoming victims of fraud. Fraud is generally, as I said, the majority of fraud is committed. It's online, it's digital, whether it is via text message or a phone call or email, but it is all digital. So I suppose if people have tips that they can implement, and when they get these text messages and phone calls, they'll keep themselves safe. So that's what these events are great for us, to get that opportunity to get that message out.
Yeah, they certainly are. Mary, if I can talk to you, look, this is all part of both of the ETB's mission statement, which is to talk about maybe lifelong learning, really. And this is a really important area where you need to, you know, improve your ability, no matter what level you're at, to protect yourself, I suppose, but also to be smart about your money.
Absolutely, Gerry. Good morning. We offer lots of different classes around this. Our classes are free, they're friendly, and they're confidential. If you'd like to improve your skills for everyday life, you know, come along to the event on Friday. We will look forward to meeting you. Mm-hmm. We offer digital skills classes to help people use smartphones, computers, emails, and online banking with confidence. You know. Again, it's all our classes are relaxed, they're supportive, they're designed to work at the learner's pace. We help people, you know, prepare for work and improve their confidence, helping children with homework and work towards education and qualifications as well. So if you're thinking about returning to learning, now is a great time to take that first step, we would look forward to meeting you at the event on Friday.
Yeah, Stephen, fraud is absolutely huge. And Mary mentioned it there in terms of the sort of course the ETB have. You can't think about financial literacy unless you think about, I suppose, becoming maybe more technologically literate as well in dealing with your money. So much more of it now is digital and online. I know it's AIB and other financial solutions. You're spending more and more of your money trying to help your customers in that area.
Yeah, that's true, Gerry. I think Mike was at it, and I know, to be fair, all the financial institutions are trying to help people to, I suppose, have more awareness about it on the basis that prevention is better than cure. But I read a statistic lately, Gerry, which kind of frightened me. It is that fraud, internationally, is the third biggest economy in the world. So it'll just give you an idea how lucrative it is. But also how much we need to be aware of it. But the one thing I would say, look, in terms of the event itself, is that because an awful lot of people now are kind of embracing digital can be very safe. Very, very secure and very safe. It's the awareness piece is what we need to work on. And that's why the event on Friday, that's a critical part of it. And as Mary said, and as Mike said, it's fantastic. Look, we're able to go to ETB and able to go to Mike and on Garden, to go to the ETB and all the other financial institutions as well. There's a real collective intent here around helping people to educate themselves. Like, we're in the industry, I suppose we know a little bit more. But this is very much around helping people, the awareness, what to look out for. As Eamon said earlier on, there are the hints and tips, the traps to fall into. What you'll find the next day in general, you'll hear, apart from anything else, Gerry, which people like hearing about, is kind of the war stories. They're not all hardship stories. They're kind of near misses. There are people being clever. And what you find with the fraud particularly is everything that you see with fraud that we come across in many of the other institutions as well is all predicated on taking a very quick decision or very quick action based on kind of pressure that people might be putting people under, whether it's text or whether it is, you know, a bill that's unpaid for or revenue or whatever it is. Jesus, you know, I've often said that if the people that are perpetrating these put their brains to good use, we'd have a great world, you know. But so the hints and tips around that, Jerry, really important. The awareness and the knowledge and the education. But there's loads and loads of supports, as Mary said, even in our own organisation. I'm sure we're the same with all the other financial institutions. If you come in and talk to our staff or customer service, we will help people, particularly anybody vulnerable, maybe elderly, that might be a little bit afraid of it. There's loads of supports there that are available to people.
Yeah, well, we're taking about that. How can people go? Do you just show up or do you have to book in advance?
No, well, Stephen. Look, we're not. Even Renaud, who's my colleague inside in AIB in Tralee, it's just up on the communication out that you can register. But look, Jerry, with these events, it's a case of, look, everybody is welcome. And genuinely, you don't have to register. Yeah. It would help us in terms of organising a bit of grub beforehand. But look, Look, we'd be delighted if people showed up on the day. And there is a huge amount of interest, I'd have to say. There's a massive amount of interest in it. Mike and Mary and Eamon were saying this morning, we were getting it, there's an awful lot of people inquiring about it. So, and I'd reiterate again, Jerry, it's not just for people that might be in difficulty. This is very much around an education piece. Come along, there's a very, very good goodie bag available for people. Now, there's only 100. So hopefully, we'll have plenty of people along to get to avail of those as well. But it'll be a very welcoming and open environment. It's a Q&A, it'll be very relaxed. Yeah. And there'll be loads of opportunity for people to mingle and ask questions as well.
Okay, 10:30 a.m. the Ash Hotel on Friday morning. My thanks to Stephen and Mike and Eamon and Mary for talking to me in relation to that one Friday morning Ash Hotel in Tralee, the financial literacy event.